You're riding alone on a moonlit but starless night. You just missed your exit, and now there's only one way back home. So sit back, open your ears, and hold on tight, because you're about to take a quick detour through Uncanny County.
I am thankful, Jen, for lots of things. Thankful the flight's over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful I'll be back in New York in a week.
You're going into us with the wrong attitude, Lydia.
You don't know. You're from a city. You're home.
You're not the only one in for arguments at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
Yeah, but there are people here, some, who think like you do. I still have to rent a car and travel 100 years back in time.
It can't be that bad.
You don't know. It's like visiting another planet.
Do a story on it.
I live it. That's enough. What are you thankful for?
My fabulous new apartment. You. But mainly, I'm thankful for the best pumpkin latte in the USA. Javelina Java!
Oh my god, yes. When are these guys gonna move up east?
So much better than anything in New York.
Welcome to Javelina's. What can I get for you?
2 extra Daigunda pumpkin spice lattes.
Oh.
Oh?
What oh?
No pumpkin spice, yeah?
Okay. Mocha.
Caramel macchiato?
Sorry. As of this month, it's all Happy Harvest spice.
Happy Harvest what now?
Happy Harvest spice. Next big thing, yeah?
You're a coffee chain. You're supposed to have, I don't know, everything? Something for everyone.
Happy Harvest spice is for everyone. Try it, you'll see.
No, I won't.
Lid?
This is what I'm talking about. This lousy state finally produces something good, and the automatons who live here have to screw it up for everyone else. No thanks. I'm out.
We're out. Us latte liberals gotta stick together.
Thank you.
I gotta go. My brother's waiting. Have a wonderful time. I love you, and 1 week we'll be back in New York.
Drinking real coffee.
We'll survive this, right?
Obviously. Say hi to your mom.
Will do. God, this place is packed. Excuse me!
Here you go, have a Javelina.
Happy Harvest Spice Latte, please.
Me too, and a Harvest Spice Muffin.
I used to hate coffee until I tried this.
So good.
Ugh, this is the worst day of my life.
A small disappointment can seem bigger when you're about to face an unpleasant task. Lydia Hanlon is making her annual pilgrimage to the small town of her childhood, but knows she will soon go away feeling even more disconnected from her roots. But she's about to find out that the roots of her small town have started running through some of the strangest parts of Uncanny County.
You've tried it, right?
Happy Harvest Spice? Amazing.
Phenomenal.
Javelina's Java.
Have a Javelina. Oh, sure, you could have a regular coffee, but why would you? Introduce a new Happy
Enough.
Harvest spot.
Sally, record memo.
Recording memo.
Home for the holidays. Time to spend the next few days under a microscope. Everyone trying to figure out what went wrong, why I don't think like they do. The political arguments, the battles. No way they'll leave me alone after this election. Especially Dad. Of course, there's always the chance the booze will make him pass out before things get too ugly. Poor Mom, my one ally, keeping her mouth shut and just hoping for once that we can all get along. Maybe that's how someone like me gets by in a town like this. Silence your voice, or lose it from screaming. It never changes. Nothing ever changes. Here we go. There's that corny sign I've seen 1,000 times. Fort Finney, howdy, from Mayor Harry Hold on. Howdy from Mayor Barbara Hanlon? Mom?
Liddy! Honey! Joe! Lydia's here!
Hey, Mom. Or should I say Mayor Hanlon?
I should have told you. It's no big thing, yeah? Mayor Carruthers resigned. There was a special election and...
It's huge. I'm so proud of you. I mean, it's just not like you to get into...
Oh, give me a hug.
Liddy!
Dad, didn't think you'd be up. You look... Well, you look...
Sober. 3 months today.
Sober? Really? Am I in the right house?
Guess it's a lot to take in.
It's great. It's amazing, actually.
Come on. You must be exhausted. Give me your bag. I'll put it in your room. Nice traffic. You must have been flying.
Apparently. I seem to have broken the space-time continuum and ended up in an alternate reality.
If only.
What do you...
No. You keep your eyes open. More has changed around here than you can imagine.
Dad?
No, and whatever you do, you stay away from that.
Joe?
Yeah, hon?
Are you two telling secrets?
No, darling, I was just...
I want it to be a surprise.
What surprise?
Randy? Here you go, yeah?
Holy crap.
Martha?
Our own javelinas. Your favorite.
It's packed.
There is always a line. Folks come from all over the county. It'll slow down a bit once they get the new ones open over in Lansdale and Surlington Falls.
That's a lot of javelinas for this county.
That's just this month. Wait till next year.
So Dad's really sober?
100%. Can you believe it?
No. No, it's just that he was... Never mind. It's great. It's really great.
Welcome to Javelinas, Mayor Hanlon. What can I get for you?
The usual. Liddy?
I don't suppose y'all happen to have the pumpkin latte?
Nope.
Caramel mocha? Cinnamon macchiato?
We got Happy Harvest Spice.
I'm good, thanks.
It's all right. She'll come around.
Here you go, Mayor.
Thank you. Come on, Liddy.
That's the most people I've ever seen anywhere in town.
I told you. They're from all over. And the town has gotten a mite bigger.
Great. More fronts from which to defend my unpopular opinions.
You ought to give folks a chance. Fort Finney may not be quite the same little town you remember, yeah?
Sure, Mom. And here comes Donna Richardson to prove you wrong.
We'll see. Good morning, Donna.
Well, good morning, Mayor Hanlon. And so good to see you, Lydia. How is New York? It must be exciting living around that many people, yeah?
Oh, it's great. All us godless liberals.
Liddy.
Her words.
Lydia Hanlon, if I didn't know better, I'd swear you were trying to get a rise out of me. I'm just glad you're happy there. I can see it. You look great.
Thanks. How's things in the church office?
Oh, I work at City Hall now. For your mother.
Really?
Sure. That's where I was needed, so that's where I went. Headed there now once I pick up my Happy Harvest Spice, yeah? I don't see one in your hands.
I'm trying to cut back.
Why would you want to do that? Especially you being from here and all. Civic pride.
Civic pride?
Well, that's why they came here.
Javelinas opened a store in Fort Finney because people have civic pride?
They moved the company here, darling. That's why everything is so much better, yeah?
Javelinas Java moved their whole company out to the middle of nowhere because... Why, exactly?
Well, this is where they get it! The Happy Harvest Spice!
You're kidding.
The whole operation apparently moved here overnight. The complex is huge. I think half of it is just apartments or people who moved here just to work at the factory.
That's amazing.
I guess. It's all fenced in, heavy security.
And the rest of the town?
Nicer. Freshly painted, maintained, like people suddenly give a crap. And everyone's friendly.
Sounds awful.
No, weirdly so. It's not right.
Javelinas is the best thing that could have happened to your little town. They're big and getting bigger, pumping money into your local economy. When things are good, folks get along.
A huge corporation takes over a tiny town and suddenly everything's sunshine and lollipops? No, this doesn't happen. Towns don't turn around like this.
Sure they do.
In a year? No, this is weird. They're hiding something.
Maybe they're hiding all the pumpkin spice, because I've been to 13 javelinas in Dallas and no one has it.
There are 13 javelinas in Dallas?
Hun, that's just in the M Streets.
Did you try the Happy Harvest Spice?
No. Why?
I caved. I needed a coffee and... I'm sorry. It's amazing. You should try it.
I refuse on principle.
Well, your principle's a dumbass because that shit is good, yeah?
What did you say?
I said that shit is good.
You said that shit is good, yeah. What is that?
I don't know.
My mom does that.
Your mom says that shit is good?
No, the yeah, like a verbal tic. She's always done it.
Lots of people do it. Maybe it's a regional thing? Like saying like all the time? You know, or ending everything in a question?
Maybe.
You probably never noticed. How's the political discourse?
Non-existent.
Nothing?
That's what I'm telling you. Everything is different. No one's come after me on anything.
Or maybe you're just too busy worrying about Javelina's Java to be stirring up trouble, yeah?
You did it again, yeah.
Yeah? Maybe I'm just messing with you, yeah.
Oh my god. Hold on. Mom?
It's okay. Just a little tremor.
An earthquake? Seriously?
I'll call you back. Mom, that was not a little...
That was nothing. You all right, hon?
I'm fine.
See? All good.
Earthquakes?
Fort Finney is on a fault line. A small one.
Mom.
Liddy, we've always had earthquakes. Little ones. If you're busy doing something else, they feel kind of like a big truck driving by. Shoot, you always think in your deep thoughts. You probably never noticed.
That did not feel like a truck.
Sweetie, trust me. It's no big thing.
No big thing. Mom's the mayor. No big thing. Dad's sober. No big thing. A huge corporation moves in, takes over the town, and bonus, suddenly we're having earthquakes. No big thing. I needed a drink, and since my little hometown was apparently still without a decent bar, I hopped in my car and drove a half an hour to Lansdale. Bourbon. Double. Straight up. The wolf trap was empty, which was odd. But it suited me since there was no one in the county I particularly wanted to talk to.
Lydia? I thought that was you.
Damn it. Dave Hutchinson. Former Golden Boy jock turned Facebook troll. I'd long since blocked him, of course. Dave. Long time.
Yeah, at least since...
The last election? Sorry your guy lost. And too bad mine was, what was it? A sleeper Muslim agent out to destroy the nation?
Well, that didn't happen, did it?
You're the one who said it.
I guess I say a lot of things. I'm awful sorry if I offended you.
Apology accepted?
I hope we can still be friends. We're from the same town. We got more in common than we don't, right?
Depends. Who'd you vote for this time?
Didn't vote.
Really?
Yeah, must have missed it. No big thing. It's good to see you, yeah? I gotta go. Just making a delivery. Take care, Lydia.
As he left, I noticed the logo on his shirt. Javelina's Java. Okay. The Reformed Church lady was one thing. Maybe she actually started practicing what she preached. But Dave Hutchinson? Say what you will about the apparently former poster boy for toxic masculinity, but he voted. And he never shut up about it. I guess now he's too busy serving his new corporate master. All hail Harvest Spice. I got back in my car and drove back into town, towards the new complex. I parked up at the Overlook so I could watch from a safe distance.
Call from Jennifer.
Hey, I can't believe I have a signal.
What are you up to?
Oh, you know, stalking the corporate beast.
Of course you are.
Damn it.
What?
Another tremor. They're stronger up here.
Or you're more aware of them.
And no one ever comes out. Of the complex, I mean. Trucks go in and out, but people just go in.
You said there were apartments there.
Yeah, but people keep going in. Slow-moving stream of people walking up and into the complex. No one comes out.
Probably just working overtime, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably it. I'm going home. I'll call you tomorrow.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. I kept watching through the night. The parade of trucks kept steadily rolling in and out, and the people kept going in. But not one person came out. Daybreak. Just got home. Sent Mom a text telling her I was with friends in Lansdale so she wouldn't worry. Sally, new page.
Starting new page.
Everyone's asleep, but Mom's automatic coffee maker has brewed a fresh pot of what I can only assume is Happy Harvest Spice.
Don't drink it. Shh. Keep your voice down. I'm sorry, darling. I didn't mean to scare you.
I don't know what you mean by...
Sally, mute and end memo. Dad, what the hell is going on?
The more coffee I drank, the more I wanted to quit drinking. The booze, I mean. It wasn't me that wanted to quit, exactly.
The coffee wanted you to quit?
Not the coffee. The spice. That damn spice. It was like a voice in my head telling me to quit. Like your mom, only this stuff made me listen. So I quit. The booze. But that left me clear-headed enough to know that I had to quit the spice, too. That was harder.
Dad.
Now I just pretend to drink it. Don't tell your mother.
Since when have you been keeping secrets from Mom?
Since I quit the spice. Your mom's changed. Town's changed. No one sees it because they're all part of it. Nobody cares about nothing but getting their next coffee fix. Tell me you don't see it.
I see it.
I don't think anyone in town even voted in the election.
Not even you?
You don't want to stand out in this town. Not now. I imagine you voted for her.
Of course I voted for her. Why would you even
consider... Because she's goddamn like... Probably not the best time.
Probably not. Folks do seem to get along.
I know. Terrifying, isn't it? First they start drinking it. All the time. Morning, night, whenever. Then stage two, they start pushing it. Hard.
Pushing it?
Trying to get everyone to try it. Only they won't shut up about it. You'd think they were selling Jesus in a cup. Spread the spice, yeah?
Spread the spice?
I'm pretending I'm stuck at stage one, hoping they won't catch on.
Then stage three. Folks go to the factory?
I reckon so.
Anyone ever come out of there?
Not that I've seen.
Joe? Is that you?
Just catching up with Liddy. Neither of us could sleep.
Coffee should be ready. And I stopped by Judy's. There's a whole mess of those cupcakes you won't shut up about.
That's great, darling. Thank you.
Liddy, we'd better get to cooking that turkey.
Right after I go for a run. I just need my keys.
You need your keys to go running?
I thought maybe I'd drive to Western High and hit the track. Or maybe take a run out by the lake. I could swim by Javelina's on the way home. Oh, they're probably not open on Thanksgiving.
Oh, they're always open. But don't worry. We've got plenty here if you forget.
Pretend to drink it and they leave you alone. Make sure you talk about how good it is.
Dad, this is crazy.
Crazy or not, here we are.
I hopped in my car and drove straight back to the Javelina's corporate complex. Whatever this was, Mom was into it. Deep. I had to find out, had to see with my own two eyes. I parked in the woods nearby and slowly walked towards the complex, falling into step with the incoming workers and taking my place in line.
Spread the spice, yeah?
Spread the spice.
Spread the spice.
Spread the spice.
Spread the spice.
I joined in,
yeah?
With a weak voice, but soon heard these strange sentiments echoed back to me.
Spread the spice, yeah?
I made it through the gate without incident and continued with the other workers down the walkway and into the main building. Inside, it was just a huge, empty room with a couple of smaller rooms along the far wall. In the center was an enormous hole that went deeper into the ground than I could see. We started to walk on a narrow spiral path leading down into the hole. Flickering electrical lights were strung along the path, and as we moved down, a slow-moving line of workers came back up with wheelbarrows and handing off bags and buckets full of something dark, greenish-gray. In the dim light, it looked like it was moving. Was it breathing? Oh my God! It must have heard me because it screamed. There's no other word for it. The earth shook, the hardest quake yet, but just as I lost my balance and fell towards the pit, two of the workers grabbed me from the edge and hauled me back up the path. They took me back up the path and into a smaller block-shaped room in the rear of the gigantic windowless building. They left me there for what seemed like hours.
Liddy?
Mom?
You shouldn't have come here.
Mom, what's going on?
It's all under control.
Under control? That pit? All those people? And what is that stuff?
That's just the spice. It's been there for... well, forever to you and me, I suppose. We help it, it helps us. Shoot, that's why it made me the mayor. I didn't ask for it.
Mom, what is happening?
It's hard to explain. I'm sort of the connection. I set the tone, yeah? Remember last Thanksgiving? That was a rough one.
Yeah?
After you left, I went on a long walk, longer than ever. Ended up out on the trails by the old quarry. Anyway, I got too close to the edge. There was a rock slide.
Mom.
A little one. I'm okay. But when I woke up, there it was.
Spice.
A sliver. In a crack in the rocks. You never smelled anything like it. It made me feel so warm and at peace. It spoke to me. It told me how to keep our family, our whole world, from tearing itself apart.
Oh my God.
I started baking again, putting it into pies.
You inhale some sort of fungus and your first thought is to bake it into pies?
It's not fungus, it's the spice. And it was right. I took them to Rudy's Diner. Folks couldn't get enough. And like it said, people started being nice to one another, doing all they could to help me spread the spice.
It took over their minds.
Kind of. Shaped them. Gave them direction. Then that fella from Javelina's corporate happened through town and
it took them over.
Javelina's could spread it a lot faster than we could on our own.
The spice made you do all of this?
I told you. I help it. It helps us. And the more it spreads, the more I know. The more I am.
Mom, listen to yourself. This is wrong.
It's natural. From the earth. Besides, look at the town. Look at your father.
Dad knows. He agrees with me. He actually agrees with me. And we never agree on anything. This is wrong.
Hey, lady.
Daddy, you've got to tell her. Help me get through.
It's okay, honey. Everything's gonna be all right.
Dad, you've got to tell her about... What are you eating?
Cupcake. Can't quite place the flavor, but it's pretty good, yeah?
Your dad's coming around. He always had a sweet tooth.
Mom, listen to me. This isn't you. You can fight this. You have to fight the spice.
Liddy, that's what I'm trying to tell you. The spice ain't in control.
I am.
Mom, you can't do this. You can't just make everyone think like us.
Like us? Like me.
But we're the ones who...
Like me.
Just because I don't take his side doesn't make me on yours. I don't care who deleted emails, who is or is not a lying racist. I'm done. All I want is for folks to finally get back to being civil to one another.
Mom.
And they are. Getting along. All through the county, the state, and soon...
The world.
Soon enough.
Soon enough.
You're like the queen or something.
Is that such a bad thing?
Bad thing. Bad thing.
Mom!
Now, honey, I do love you, but let's face it. You are part of the problem.
How about a nice cup of coffee? No!
Dad?
Help me. Help me hold her.
What is that?
It's chloroform.
Dad, you're okay?
I was faking. God, I'm a conservative, not an idiot. She's out.
Let's get her away from here.
That's what I was thinking, to get some distance. Maybe she'll snip out. Oh, shit.
Language. Donna? Old man Jenkins? It's
the whole goddamn town.
God, Jennifer! I'm sorry. It brought me here. Jen, not you, not you. You just tried it. You can't already be...
I drink a lot of coffee.
Stop, you say.
Why are you doing this?
See, son, happy. Our turn, yeah?
Yeah? No more yeah, how about no?
I don't think it like that.
Spread the spice. Spread the spice.
I said no!
You lose.
No. Not today. Sally, send memo. Send memo to everyone.
Sending memo.
Checkmate.
What? Checkmate.
Every note, everything I've learned about you in this entire conversation just went out to everyone I know. Every news organization in the world, not to mention the Department of Defense.
They learn. They know.
They do now. And they will find you. And they will destroy you. Now get... out of my town.
Protect Spice. protect.
Oh, they're running away. Down those tunnels.
Spice.
My God, they must go all over town.
More like the whole county. Jennifer, no!
It's too late. Stay back.
What are they doing?
Tear it down. Tear it down.
Dad, we better get out of here.
Tear it down.
Let me help.
Oh, my God. Just run!
That's it. That's the whole story.
I want to make sure I got this straight. An evil corporation turned the populace of your hometown into a psychically linked collective of overly friendly coffee pushers, which motivated you to participate in the destruction of their factory and, by extension, most of your hometown.
I didn't destroy anything, and it's not the corporation, it's the spice.
The spice?
I know how it must sound.
I don't think you do. But you're going to have about 20 to life to figure it out. You sure you don't want a lawyer?
What's the point? It's still out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is my dad awake yet?
Still in a coma. I'm not sure what's wrong with your mom.
No one ran my story?
You mean that memo you said you sent?
Yeah.
About that. Apparently it never went out.
What? Oh, God damn it! I can never get a signal in this... my phone. It's all on my phone.
Which was conveniently damaged in the factory collapse.
Don't worry. They'll recover the data. One of these days.
No. No, it'll be too late. You've got to believe me. We've got to stop it. We've got to stop the spice.
I told you, Dalton.
Oh, she's a wackadoo.
But a wackadoo who blew up a factory.
So far, no fatalities have been reported.
What kind of explosives do that? It's like she blew out the ground underneath it.
The Bureau will figure it out.
A spokesperson for Javelinas had this to say.
Thankfully, there was no loss of life, partially due to the fact that we were winding down operations in order to start production in our new facility in Surlington Falls.
Surlington Falls? No shit.
Happy Harvest Spice is here today, yeah?
That's my hometown.
Nice.
I guess now we can get back to all those missing persons reports. I still say they're connected.
It's a statistical anomaly.
What happened to the old machine?
It's gone. We've got Javelinas. You tried it?
I suppose I'm obligated to now. You know, civic pride.
Civic pride. What do you think? It's good, yeah?
Yeah, sure is. Shoot, I'm gonna have me another.
Political discourse may still make for some heated discussions at your home this Thanksgiving, but don't fret. By the time Christmas rolls around, no one's gonna be saying much of anything, but how about some more Happy Harvest Spice, yeah? At least around the dinner tables in Uncanny County.
Uncanny County is the unholy creation of Todd Faulkner and Allison Crane. It's produced by Todd Faulkner, Allison Crane, and William Frankie. Our executive producer is Jessica Walker. Tonight's episode, Home is Where the Spice Is, was written by Todd Faulkner. It was produced by Nicole Grevy and Todd Faulkner and mastered by Anthony Thompson. It featured Devin McCall as Lydia, Amanda Rojas as Jennifer, Julie Campbell as Barbara, and Christopher Harrod as Joe, along with the vocal talents of Jeremy Varner, Catherine Puma, Allison Crane, William Frankie, Nicole Grevy, Todd Faulkner, and featuring a special transmission by Sammy and Ben at King Falls AM. Any similarity to any person or coffee company, living, dead, or simply delicious, is purely coincidental. This is Allison Crane coming to you from Uncanny County. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Javelinas Java. Thirsty? Have a Javelinas Happy Harvest Spice. Seriously, have one. Have another. Just drink it.
Drink the day.